This is CICK News. On Sunday, September 7th, at Anderson Flats, where the Skeena River meets the Bulkley, stood a group of 60 people in a circle around a man with a guitar. That man was celebrated Smithers songwriter Mark Berry.
Hi, I'm Mark Berry, and I'm from Smithers, or Telqua High Road, somewhere near there.
But tell me a little bit about what I just witnessed and what some of our listeners are going to hear a snippet of today.
Well, it's actually, it was Eli's idea to do this, and which is an amazing idea, to come and sing a song about the Skeena River, on the Skeena River, where the Bulkley meets the Skeena, surrounded by awesome people, on a beautiful day in one of the most, like, seriously, this is one of the most beautiful places in BC. Yeah. It truly is.
And so many of your songs, iconically, people know the words and memorize them and sing them with you as well. So what does that do for you as a performer to kind of share that and not just have the spotlight where you're the only singer?
Oh, I love it. The energy and the feedback you get from people is what drives you, right? Like, it's so an amazing thing. I've been very fortunate as a songwriter type that people relate and like what I do, and it's the energy you get off people when you play, it just takes you to the moon sometimes, you know.
I think I'm just gonna jump in the river after this.
That's a good idea.
I'm Elijah Larson. I'm a videographer and producer and musician from Hazleton and Smithers. This is a shoot that I've wanted to do for 3 years, ever since I was familiar with the song Big Skeena River by Mark and started to get more into videography. You sort of get to this point where you're like, oh, I could just make things happen. And lo and behold, we're here with like 50, 60 people came out, which was amazing. And so we all just sang big to Mark's Big Skeena River tune.
Would you say that this maybe feels typical for something that happens in Hazleton, or is this kind of a rarity to happen on the river here?
I would say it's a rarity. Mm-hmm. I'd say it doesn't happen very often.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Heck yeah.
My name is Lori. I'm a backup singer in Mark Perry's band.
And that's official now, is it?
I am almost paid to do this.
Okay. And how did that feel to sing with, this looks like to be about like 60 people. How did that feel to sing together?
It's kind of magical. Yeah. And it's really such a special, sacred location as well.
Yeah.
And I look around, it's like, this is my community. I know all these people. It was really beautiful. I can't wait to see the final video.
My name is Thomas Roper.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what did you just participate in here?
Well, believe it or not, my wife and I are Mark Perry groupies.
Okay.
And we've been following Mark for now over 30 years. And he actually came to our wedding 30 years ago.
Well done.
We were very lucky. He didn't know us. He just knew there was a party. He wanted to show up.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. So we've been kind of tailing him wherever he goes. This is probably the best thing I've ever seen.
Now, you're saying this is the best thing, but for people who weren't here and who are just tuning in, describe what this was.
Well, what's happened here is one of the nicest camping spots in the country is Anderson Flats. Mm-hmm. And it's just off of Southtown. Mm-hmm. And the vistas are overwhelming. On top of that, we've got the Skeena River going by.
Yeah.
And as Mark calls it, the Big Skeena River. Mm-hmm. We're good at saying that.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got the confluence of the Bulkley.
What does the song mean to you?
Well, believe this or not, this is really hard to believe, Pam, but when I hear that song, This River Brings Life, I almost start choking up because it truly does mean something to me, the life of the salmon and the river itself.
Thank you to my interviewees at Anderson Flats on Sunday night. CSK News is funded by the Government of Canada, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and is a participating station in the Local Journalism Initiative. On behalf of my colleague Dan Messick and myself, Pam Hassan, thanks for listening.